This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Cranking up another hour of this What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hinnon. Telephone number is 800-228-0550. Todd Mitchell is here, the VP, according to a texter here anyway. I don't know what this means. Is this another way of saying they're not happy with Donald Trump when they say President Hinnon, VP Mitchell?
Well, they're just supporters of ours, not necessarily detractor of Trump's. So I guess we don't really know that either way from the text, but
yeah, true.
I don't need the drama, so I gotta admit, I'd be inclined to pass on the job myself. But
we
appreciate the thought, though.
Yeah, it's very nice. Very nice. Very nice. We love you, folks. Thanks for being a part of the greatest audience on the planet Earth. You can text us, too, 701-226-8503. Steve Moore of the Wall Street Journal fame, editorial page for a lot of years, founded the Club for Growth. See him on Fox News Channel, CNN, and other places as well. He is going to be here later this hour to talk about the Trump tax reform plans. We have a lot of recap on the legislature for you this week. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Governor Burgum, Al Carlson, the House Majority Leader, Rich Wardner, the Senate Majority Leader, and others as well will join us. So we're going to have a busy week of that. Just a lot going on. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. You stop in there today and pick up a Nestle 24-pack of water for $3.99. You can load up on Hershey's Cookie Layer Crunch Bars. They're the really good ones. The big giant ones are $1.09. The standard size, 59 cents. Or the Deli Express Sub-Select Classic Ham and Cheese and Traditional Italian, $2.79 each. Register for the $50,000 giveaway. They have new drawings every week for those PetroServe USA gift cards. And the 4-for-4 deal all day, every day. A hot stuff personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink, two cookies of your choice. Lots to choose from. Four items, $4, all day, every day. 4-for-4 at PetroServe USA. All right, Betty Grandy is here. Betty is a friend of the program, and many will remember her as a longtime state legislator, and now involved with a National Day of Prayer project, the first Thursday of May. She is the co-chair of National Day of Prayer in North Dakota. Hello, Betty. Nice to see you.
Hello, Scott. Thanks for having me on.
Is this new? Is the National Day of Prayer new?
Oh, absolutely not. We are in like the 50th year in the nation that it's been proclaimed. But this goes all the way back to Washington. George Washington declared a National Day of Prayer, and the presidents thereafter have all declared National Days of Prayer. And so there came a time where it was then put into the books that we're going to have a National Day of Prayer, and then it was eventually moved to May 4th. It's the first Thursday of May, always. This year it's May 4th, and so we...
So this was George Washington's idea.
Absolutely. Well, I think it even goes back farther. It goes back really to Benjamin Franklin, when they were trying to get the Constitution and everything all squared away and declaring independence. The back and forth and back and forth, and he finally just said, time out. We're all going on our knees. We have to spend time in prayer. That's the only way we'll get our answers. And that's how they started out. They knew this country needed prayer from the very time of it trying to be conceived all the way through till today. And so every president, and some have always said, well, Barack Obama didn't sign the, yes, he did. He signed the proclamations. They all sign them. And every governor signs them.
You know, as you do an examination of conscience, just to say, okay, where am I falling short? Every good list really should have prayer on there, right? And and to have that. So what I love about this is maybe somebody says, you know, I'm not really praying. Maybe I should start. And they do on a National Day of Prayer, and then it becomes a habitual thing, an important part of their life, and things change. So,
absolutely, absolutely. And one of the things that we like to do, and this they do this in all the states, they either have like a little bookmark maybe that you get when you come in the door, and on the back of the bookmark It has seven areas to pray and how to pray if you need direction. There's also brochures that we use at ours, and it lists everything out and kind of gives you guidance and verses to pray with. You know, sometimes I've heard people say, I'm not really good at this prayer stuff. I don't know how to pray, you know, and I get that. I get that. I have days I'm at a loss for words, and you're just kind of crying out. What I have found really helpful to me, I open up the book of Psalms, and I'll just start reading the Psalms, and I'll pray the Psalms. And it makes you feel, you know, you makes you feel that connection. You become connected to the Lord.
You reminded me of a story I'd forgotten. I was at a tennis match one time, and our younger daughter was playing with her friends while her sister was, you know, playing in a match where they were between matches. But she came to get me. She said, "Dad, come over. There's a man that's upset about something." So I went over, and the kids were kind of scared of him, and I don't remember exactly why, but. You know, I just said, "Is there something wrong, sir?" And he said, "Well, my mom's in the hospital right now. She's having surgery." He was probably, I don't know, 40, 50 something. And, I said, "Okay, well, I'll make sure I pray for her. What's her name?" And he told me her name, and I said, "Okay, great, we'll do." He said, "Could we pray right now?" I said, "Well, sure." You know, thinking that he wanted to pray, and he said, "I don't know how."
Mm-hmm.
"I don't know how. Could you help me?" And it was really, you know, in some ways, very, very endearing. You know, this guy was worried. He was upset. He had never prayed before. He knew he should. His mom's in the hospital. He wants to pray. And he's, you know, wandering around a park because he was from out of town trying to find somebody that would help him. So,
isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
And what's really neat about that story, and there's stories just like that around that you'll hear from people. But the amazing part, the wonderful miracle side of that is that God himself sent that guy into that building to know that somebody in there was going to pray. He didn't know who. He didn't know why he was walking in there. You didn't know why you were being asked, but God put the two of you together, and there you were, ready to pray. You were willing, able, and to do it. And that's the significance of being able to listen and know, you know what, I have no answers, but I can pray with you.
So the National Day of Prayer is the first Thursday of May always. That'll be Thursday this week. What is North Dakota's role in this? How is North Dakota doing a National Day of Prayer?
Well, North Dakota, what we do, Kathy Spriggs and I have been co-chairs now for going on 13, 14 years. And we set up, we have a group that sets it up in the Capitol. So in the Memorial Hall in Bismarck at noon every year on the first Thursday, they have the proclamation read. From the governor's office, and then they will go through the elements of what has been established for National Day of Prayer. They'll do the prayer that is written by the sponsor, Ann Graham Lotz, has written a prayer this year. Then they'll pray for the government, military, media, family, church, education, and business. And at the Capitol, they do it really, really neat. I've had the opportunity to be there during session and stay and go into the National Day of Prayer Memorial Hall ceremony, and they will sing a verse of a hymn in between each of those prayers. Very nice, very, very wonderful. So if you're in Bismarck or if you're going to be around Bismarck, attend that noon hour event. We do ours in Fargo at we start at 6:30, and we will go through that same type of thing. And Scott, you'll be helping us this year, praying with for the media. And
we need it.
Yes.
Yes. So
absolutely.
Don't we, Todd? Yeah. So that's why I'm happy to take that one. Absolutely.
Yeah. So we're really excited about that. In ours, we also add in a prayer of repentance. And so we will be and Ann Graham Lotz this year, the prayer she wrote. And if you've listened to her speak ever or anything, she is so much like her daddy. It is just I am just always overwhelmed when I listen to her. Call out a prayer, and she wrote a beautiful prayer this year and has a lot of that repentance in it that is really necessary, and so looking forward to that.
All right, so and both events obviously free and open to the public, and
absolutely
anybody can attend and take them in.
Yeah, and if anybody wants to go on North Dakota National Day of Prayer Facebook, you will find a list where Williston and Minot and various other cities are doing. Jamestown has a couple. There's all kinds of them that'll be listed in there, so you can find one in your area.
Very interesting. A couple of presidents knew this was important. Mm-hmm. Ones that you've probably read about, studied about in school, George Washington said, it is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God. President Ronald Reagan said, if we ever forget that we are one nation under God, then we will be a nation gone under.
Yes.
In typical Reagan, sort of bluntness, but also a little bit of humor there as well. So important. So,
yeah.
Betty, glad you're doing this, and hope folks take it in. NationalDayOfPrayer.org. Tell you about all the national things that are happening and maybe some of the focus this year as well. And, of course, as you mentioned, the Facebook page has all the locations all throughout the state that are happening. But noon at the Capitol in Bismarck, 6:30 in Fargo at the Holiday Inn.
Correct.
Is two of the locations and others throughout the state. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bring your families.
Betty Grandy joining us, co-chair of the National Day of Prayer in North Dakota. What is that photo I have in my inbox here, Todd? Is there a tsunami happening in Newtown, North Dakota right now? A little bit of a downpour going on right now? I can't tell what that is.
I know. It kind of looks like it, I guess.
Wow. Yeah. Be careful. More coming up here, folks.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have affordable fire credit.
Turnkey solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
Your local Northern Region New Holland dealer has a new line of self-propelled sprayers that allow you to take full control of your spraying schedule. New Guardian sprayers from New Holland offer the industry's highest horsepower, largest tank size, smoothest suspension, highest ground clearance, and tightest turning radius so you can protect more acres per hour for maximum productivity. Choose from three front boom models and two rear boom modes. Visit your local Northern Region New Holland dealer near you today and learn more about the new Guardian sprayers from New Holland.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
In Redfield, South Dakota, says it's quite refreshing to have a president that will enforce the laws of the United States. That's kind of cool, isn't it? Yeah. Kind of cool. Think about this. If you are at all concerned about sanctuary cities, somebody earlier called about Governor Dayton's comments on this. You are coming at it from the vantage point of wanting the laws enforced, right? You don't want a sanctuary city that says, if you're a lawbreaker, you have sanctuary here. That's unlawful. Reminds me of the Dakota Access Pipeline thing. Oh, I'm trying to protect water, so it's okay to break the law. And that's constantly minimized. You're on land illegally. You're trespassing. You're harassing, terrorizing. I'm here to protect water. Oh, okay. Let's give you sanctuary. And if you oppose that, under the simple basis that you want the laws followed, what are you folks? You're racist. You're racist. See how that gets turned around on you? So I'm with Mike from Redfield, South Dakota. Enforcing the laws of the United States is refreshing. It's refreshing. Kind of crazy. The idea that we have to think that way, but it is just flat out refreshing. It's fantastic. I love it. I love it. I love it. Can we talk about MBI Energy a moment before I talk to some callers here and read some more of your comments? My friends at MBI Energy encourage employee involvement, career development, and a healthy work environment. They do it well. I know a lot of the folks at MBI. They're great about being involved in the community and events that are happening and things that are going on. And, you know, it isn't management going, no, you got work to do. It's management saying, hey, let's help the community where we can. Let's be part of these events, festivals. Let's do some good. Let's raise some money for charity. They're one of the fastest growing service companies in the North Dakota petroleum industry. They're an industry leader because of their people. And they can offer the employees of MBI a wide variety of job positions and opportunities for advancement in the industry. Their safety and training program is second to none. Same with their quality equipment. It shows the dedication to the safety of their employees and the environment. They also value the health and well-being of their employees. So they extend a comprehensive benefit plan to every one of their eligible employees and their families. And a career with MBI lets you enjoy excellent pay, great benefits, a variety of work schedules. They want to find a work schedule that meets your family's needs best. Isn't that great? Find out more at MBIEnergyServices.com. MBIEnergyServices.com. Click the Join Our Team link to complete an application, okay? Good folks to work for. They are. Take it from me. And they need folks right now. Ben in Fargo, what's on your mind?
I didn't catch that. Am I on?
You are, Ben. I said Ben in Fargo is waiting to tell us what's on his mind.
Yeah. Cool. Caught in just saying, all right, good morning, Scott. I have an idea percolating around in my head, and I think it's about time to get it out when you with this week coming. We're going to have legislators and some other people on. And it's related to the state of North Dakota's commitment to support the right of the people to keep and bear arms recently. The fact is now in the state, anyone over 21 can be carrying a weapon at any time. And so what I was thinking about is, as an example, we have sex education in the schools because there's a chance that children might engage in activity that could lead to harm. Not all of them do it, but it's offered to everybody, and parents can opt out if they want. But isn't the unsafe handling of a firearm equally or even perhaps more likely to cause harm? And so I think if we have to suffer the existence of public schools anyway, we might as well have them do something useful and provide firearms safety handling training in the public school to high schoolers, since every one of them can carry it within a couple years of graduating anyway. And I'm not talking about teaching people how to shoot, just how to render a weapon clear and safe so that it doesn't accidentally get discharged. You know, if you're a person who's trying to help out an accident that someone got ejected from their vehicle and they were wearing something and it comes out, you know, rather than leave something laying around potentially unsafe, everyone should know how to unload it. So I'm not sure if that's a good idea or if I'm just insane. You'll have to judge that yourself, but maybe poke it at those guys.
Well, I live by the premise more guns, less crime. I think that it is a tool in law-abiding citizens' hands to you know, provide some self-defense and, you know, ultimately can, you know, same thing on the sporting side, obviously, a lot of opportunities there to enrich your life. So, you know, of all the things taught in schools, some of which I would argue go towards poisoning your mind, this would actually go the other way. So I don't think it's a crazy idea. I don't at all. I can imagine the hue and cry over it.
What in the world?
You know, and I mean, obviously, give parents a chance to opt out if they wanted to, but I would think every parent would want son and daughter to be able to have the ability to, okay, let me just understand the firearm. Let me get some, you know, I mean, you have to be really good training and all that, but, you know, done right, I don't know. That's a crazy idea at all. Like
I said, I think one of the main problems with it is if you actually do something like this, then you'll have an entire population who you can pull an AR up on the news and show it to people and tell them that it's this terrifying weapon of awfulness. And they're not going to see it that way because they've handled them before and they know it's just a tool. Right now you can do that and get away with it because a lot of people, that's all they see. They have no knowledge, and that ignorance makes it easy to instill fear. Yeah, this would kind of undercut that entire argument.
Good point, Ben. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Ben and Fargo, Ted and Fergus Falls, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, this trespassing thing that you're talking about all the time and illegal and whatever. You know, nobody ever brought up that when these people up in the pipeline left their campground, they left all their animals there. Where are the tree huggers or the humanitarians or whoever you call them that are looking out for the animals? Nobody's ever reported on how many animals were left there, dogs, cats, whatever.
And well, it has been reported. It probably could have been reported more, but it's like, you know, I mean, if you look at the coverage of the fawning coverage, I would add, of the protesters and their cause and all these stories, and then compare that to the mess afterwards was left in so many fronts. Yours is a good example, and there's others. It got a lot less coverage. I mean, it was covered. I saw a few stories on it, but you're right, not enough.
They blew everything else totally off the map. That all the poor this and poor that, but what about the animals? That's what I was caught on about.
No, that's a good point. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. Where was that coverage? I totally agree with Ben and Fargo. I wish South Dakota would do the same, said one of our listeners. Another texter, I wish someone could tell me what is progressive about progressives. Interesting. Another one. Everything has changed. Everything. It's Trump's game, period. Pretty well said. Exposing liberal hypocrisy. Hunting liberal feelings. Boo-hoo snowflakes. Liberal whining amplified. I'm so disappointed in the people of the United States of America. Give our elected president a break. He's doing well. I would have thrown him the towel the way he's being treated. Good stuff. More coming up, folks.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
How is the route chosen for the Dakota Access Pipeline? This week's guest on the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline is Kelsey Warren, chairman and CEO of Energy Transfer Partners. Here's his comments on the protests of the route.
There's so many lies around this project. It's just ridiculous. When you're a pipeliner, what you'd love to do is the shortest distance between two points is a straight line. That's what you would like to do. Problem is, that doesn't work. You're going to go through somebody's house. You're going to cross environmentally sensitive areas. So you begin with the route that is most appealing to you, and then you begin to vary it. And that's what happened to us. And so I don't doubt that there was many, many thousands of comments about that this route would be better than this one. And those comments came from all sorts of people, governments, individuals, landowners, Army Corps of Engineers. Energy Transfer was doing what we were told to do.
That's Kelsey Warren of Energy Transfer Partners on the Dakota Access Pipeline in the process of working with the Public Service Commission and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers on the route. Keep listening for more radio histories of the Dakota Access Pipeline.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow.
You want a better night's sleep? MyPillow. One answer. Simple as that. MyPillow, folks. That's right. Can't beat a deal like that. And if you use promo code Scott, you get an even better deal. So you just go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call them at 800-506-9028. Mike's four-pack special has been a hot hit here the last couple of months. You get 50% off 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows. Free shipping for orders over $100. 800-506-9028. MyPillow.com. We did Q&A, a little speech I did up in Minot on Thursday for the Visit Minot CVB annual meeting. And people were raising their hand to ask questions, and they would say, like, yeah, man, go ahead. I love my pillow. That's all they wanted to tell me. That's all I needed to hear.
Right. Love it.
I love my pillow. Anyway, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Steve Moore is here, the founder of the Club for Growth, someone we see on Fox News Channel, CNN, all over the place, and someone we've had great comfort knowing was advising Donald J. Trump on his economic plan, and sounds like we're getting closer to a tax plan, so thought we'd check in with Steve and talk a little bit about it. Mr. Moore, nice to have you back on What's on Your Mind. How are you?
Hi, Scott. Great to be with you.
You as well. So what do you think so far of this plan?
I love it. I mean, love it. How could anybody who's, if you're, Art Laffer, Jack Kemp, Ronald Reagan, Wall Street Journal editorial page, the supply sider, as I am, you've got to love this plan. As you know, Larry Kudlow and I helped put this together for Donald Trump back, 6-9 months ago. And now it's great to see this now that'll be introduced into legislation, and we got to get it through Congress. But it's going to be a shot of adrenaline into the economy at a time when it needs it. The economy's slowed down in the last month or two, I think partly because of the nervousness from investors and businesses about what this tax cut's going to actually happen. So got to get it done. It's going to help our businesses. It's going to help workers. And every time we've done this, it's worked for the economy, worked for the American people. So I hope we get it done quickly.
You know, what I've been amazed about is that unapologetic defense and promotion in the rollout, right? I know we don't have every chapter and verse in detail, but we have the framework for this deal. And you have the Treasury Secretary and the President that are jumping up and down talking about massive tax cuts. I mean, Republicans don't do that normally. This is I love that. I mean, that's refreshing, isn't it?
Yeah, well, like the economy needs a pick-me-up, as I said. And by the way, this is a genuine stimulus for the economy. I wouldn't even call it a tax cut. I call it a jobs plan because it's going to create millions of new jobs in a lot of areas of the country the jobs are scarce, hard to get, especially good paying jobs. So we've lost a lot of our manufacturing jobs over the last 10 or 15 years, and Trump is dedicated to bringing them back. And I think with a, you know, what you and I talk so much about, the energy, you know, pro-America energy policy that uses our vast energy resources in this country, and then combined with this tax cut and some regulatory rollbacks, I think the economy is going to fly. I think we're going to see 3% and 4% growth this year, and that's sustainable for a long time. And incidentally, the best way to bring down the budget deficit is to get the American economy moving again, put more people in the jobs.
Well, that's why I wonder if we shouldn't be calling this the deficit reduction plan, given history when this has happened before. We've reduced the deficit, have we not?
Well, it certainly happened. We've certainly gotten a lot more jobs when we cut taxes. I mean, you go back through the major times in history in the 60s and the 80s, you know, we got a boom when JFK and Reagan cut taxes. And then, you know, if you look back at the Clinton years, the liberals say, well, you know, what about the Clinton years? Well, people forget in 1997, we passed a major capital gains tax reduction. And one of the reasons we had those, you may recall, Scott, we had about 3 years of a balanced budget. We were actually ran up out of a surplus. That was a result of a massive increase in the capital gains revenues that came in when we cut the tax rate. So, you know, cutting taxes often, not always, but oftentimes can actually lead to more revenues if it's done in a pro-growth fashion.
Yeah, and that's this repatriation of foreign profits. Explain that and explain how you think that might impact the deficit.
Well, that's going to definitely reduce the deficit because right now we have the highest business tax rates in the world. It's an incredibly dysfunctional system, and it's almost, I think Trump is right, the other countries in the world are laughing behind our back that we have such a stupid tax system. So the idea of the repatriation is, you know, a lot of these American companies have, tens, if not hundreds of billions of dollars of money stashed overseas in Bermuda or Ireland or Canada or, other countries, and they want to bring that back the United States for their foreign affiliates, but they can't do it because if they do, they could have to pay tax rates as high as 30-35%. So what we're saying to them is bring it back to the United States, invest it here in our country. We'll just charge you one time 10% tax, and it's a win-win. We get the jobs, we get the capital, and we get we estimate about $100 billion of additional tax revenues for the government. So I love the repatriation idea, and I think that's something very likely to happen.
How about the cost of, or the, you know, the ability to deduct the full cost of capital purchases? What is the details in the plan on that?
Well, very simple. We want to what's called full expensing. Businesses can write off their capital purchases in the first year that they incur those expenses. It's a gigantic benefit to, you know, workers because it means businesses are going to build more factories. They're going to, purchase more equipment. They are going to then be able to hire more workers and pay workers more. Like, when workers are more productive on the job because they work with a computer or a piece of machinery or something like that, they can be paid more because they can produce more widgets. So, you know, this is a great way to raise wages. We find that's a highly stimulative thing. And that, in addition to cutting our corporate tax rate from right now, we're at 35%. We want to bring that down to 15. We'll go overnight, Scott, from being one of the highest tax rate countries in the world to one of the lowest. That means you're going to get a reverse pull, magnetic pull effect of a lot of these companies relocating back to the United States.
And again, I think what people, you know, critics would say, "Oh, you're giving you know, corporations tax breaks." Well, the idea is that they, as you say, come back here, locate here, have jobs here, put the dollars in here. Not to mention, if most businesses, if they get a more to the bottom line, reinvest it, build that next factory, hire more people, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think some of my liberal friends don't understand math, but 35% of nothing is nothing. 15% of something is something. Right? So if you if we bring back, let's say we bring back $1 trillion of foreign capital into this country, you know, 10% of $1 trillion, $100 billion for the U.S. government, like free money. So we should definitely do it. I'm just surprised we should have done this 5-6 years ago. The money keeps accumulating overseas, so the number keeps getting bigger and bigger every year. But that could be a way to actually pay for some of these other tax cuts.
Now, what we're going to hear as this gets rolled out in the debate in Congress is how big a hole this is going to blow in the debt, and you know, going to add all these dollars to the debt, and I want you to help us understand, what won't be reported there, and what we ought to consider in that whole debate, because this is a fun trick of the swamp, right? Whenever you talk about tax cuts, immediately you're talking about how much it costs and how much it's going to add to the debt.
Yeah, so a couple things. I mean, first of all, I would refer to your listeners to an op-ed piece I had in the Wall Street Journal on Wednesday of last week, where I basically pointed out that the reason that debt, one of the big reasons the debt has been so high for the last 10 years, and by the way, what a joke that all these Obama economists and, you know, Obama administration bureaucrats are now saying, we can't do this Trump tax cut, it's going to increase the deficit. I'm like, wait a minute. You're the people who increased the debt by $10 trillion, and you're going to lecture us about deficits? I mean, come on, how ridiculous is that? But, you know, we've got to realize that, you know, right now our economy is growing at about 1.5%, you know, which is pathetic. That's been about the last 18 months, 1.5%. You can't get any progress on the deficit with that with 1.5%. I mean, even if you put every tax, you know, spending cut that we at the Heritage Foundation have recommended, you still wouldn't make progress because you don't get any revenues in at 1.5%. Now, you get that growth rate up from 1.5% to, the, you know, about 3 to 3.5%, then you're going to get $4 trillion more revenue, Scott. So it goes back to my original point. Put people back into jobs and they'll start paying taxes.
Yeah, big thing to remember, though, as you hear this debate, because you'll hear that over and over and over again.
Of course. They've already started talking about it. Every interview I do, well, we can't afford to do it. We can't afford not to do this. That's the point. The economy is going to go into recession, in my opinion, if we don't get this tax cut done. I mean, the reason the stock market went through the roof for the first 3 months of the Trump, since he was elected, was because investors and businesses were very excited about this tax cut happening. Then when Trump ran into trouble on the health care bill, investors got nervous and they pulled back. They'll continue to pull back until we get this tax cut enacted and signed into law. And by the way, I want it done by August 1. So on August 14, 2017, Donald Trump can sign this into law, because that would be 36 years to the day that Ronald Reagan signed into law in Santa Barbara, California, his famous tax cut that really made America, you know, an economic engine again.
How's Donald Trump doing?
I would give him, you know, his 100 days was just on Saturday. I would give him a grade of about a B minus. I think he's done some things really well. And by the way, the most important thing, of course, is the getting Gorsuch through the Supreme Court and through the Congress and Senate and getting him on the bench. That's a gigantic victory for conservatives. He's done some really good things on the regulatory front, rolling back regulations. But when it comes to the legislation, you know, I think he's been too slow to go on the tax cut, and same thing on the Obamacare bill. I think those are the two things I'm most concerned about. So I'm going to give him about a B minus now. But if he gets those two things done, the tax cut and the Obamacare, then he goes up to like an A.
Is that a product of deferring too much to the congressional leadership?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, I think that the congressional leadership certainly let him down on health care reform, didn't they? I mean, you know, I think that the congressional leader said to Trump, leave this to us, we'll get it done. And, of course, they didn't get it done. And we've got to get this thing passed as soon as possible, in my opinion. I mean, I think, you know, my regret is if I had to do it over again, I think Trump would agree. You know, what I would do is the moment those new members of Congress were sworn in, you know, in 2017, on January 21st, I would have had a vote within an hour of repealing Obamacare, because, Scott, you know this, every Republican who ran for Congress ran on repealing Obamacare, and now half of them don't want to do it because they, you know, they come to Washington, they start drinking the water, and they become liberals.
The swamp is a dangerous place. That's why it was so fun to see Trump on Saturday out in Pennsylvania while the White House correspondent.
It
was perfect. Oh, it was a great speech.
Yeah.
I listened to it.
And I was on CNN afterwards, and, you know, they were, oh, my gosh, all the liberals said, this is the worst speech a president's ever given. But, you know, listen to the thunderous applause that he got from these people when it came to, you know, promoting the Keystone Pipeline or getting Gorsuch on the court or rolling back regulations.
You're right.
Cut.
Yeah. He's a man of the
people. Yeah.
Like Reagan, he's a man of the people. Americans are behind him. You're absolutely right. Steve Moore, great stuff as always. Thank you, sir. Talk to you again soon.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement each year? Have you been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing, to water seepage, to complete foundation replacement, your home is your greatest asset. So let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it. For a free estimate and to learn more, go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Are you appreciated where you work? Do folks there tell you how much they appreciate what you do? Let me tell you a story about the folks at Polar Service Center. You are compensated well. There is a great benefit package. But most importantly, they appreciate their team members at Polar Service Center. And there's a great opportunity waiting for you right now at the Polar Service Center in Williston. They're looking for experienced mechanics. If you're a technician ready to go to work, you can make up to $32 an hour right now. Great pay. Superior benefits, too, including medical, dental, prescription, insurance, disability, and life insurance. A great paid time off program, 401k with employer match, flexible spending account, and much more. Call Gary right now, 701-495-3592, to apply for this job at Polar Service Center. Locations in Williston, Kildare, Billings, Montana. 701-495-3592. 701-495-3592. That's 495-3592.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Apache brings you What's on Your Mind, and we love High Plains Apache. They make a, they sell a great sprayer, the Apache sprayer. So the other brands as well, new and used, on their website, highplainsapache.com. But new sprayers are the Apache, and they're a good brand. They also have the ET Ag Center, 50,000 sprayer parts, again for any brand, but the best brand's Apache, just is. You know, we're, so many ways I could tell you. What sets that above, that 5-year driveline warranty, industry-leading, I think is good. Great, actually. Operator comfort's incredible. State-of-the-art noise dampening inside. How about the electronic drift management system? That's something, too. Set your droplet size.
keep it through the whole day, no matter what size, what speed you're traveling. So that works. High Plains Apache, not some other sprayer company. They're the sprayer company the others are talking about. Mandan, also south of Fargo and Frontier, online at highplainsapache.com. Chris Berg is here from Point of View. You watch him on Point of View on KX4 for folks in eastern North Dakota, western Minnesota. If you're in western North Dakota, you can watch on West Dakota Fox. Crazy enough to put me on television every now and then, including tonight, to talk about the legislative session. We have a big week coming up with lots of folks. Governor Burgum and Al Carlson, Rich Warden are all weighing in on the legislative session. So we'll set the tone tonight for Point of View. Right, Chris?
Amen to that. Lots to discuss, obviously, the good, the bad, and the ugly that took place for the past few months, and let's get your take on it.
I'm going to play you something from one of the Sunday shows yesterday. There are a lot of interesting Sunday shows, including John Dickerson from Face the Nation, who you interviewed on Friday. I want to ask you about that in a minute, but because it was a classic interview, I thought. Let me play you this clip from this week with George Stephanopoulos. Robert Reich, the liberal professor, and Ann Coulter were debating about how free speech is under attack on college campuses of all places. And they were actually agreeing that it's a bad thing. But then they went on to talk about a proposal for more libel laws to take on things that are just flat-out lies in some of the quote-unquote free speech that's out there. And Robert Reich said something that caught my attention. Let's see if it catches yours.
If I can just get to your question, Jonathan, the libel laws should not be widened. I mean, we really do need a free press. One thing that concerns me about the present administration is the willingness of the administration to not only talk about widening the libel laws and also criminalize flag burning, but even the President of the United States last night using an opportunity in Harrisburg to summon his supporters and to criticize the press once again. This is dangerous. I mean, if we believe in the First Amendment, we believe in a free and independent press.
Oh, wait a minute. What? So what he's saying is, I want a free press, but by the way, the president should never say anything bad about the press? Isn't that ridiculous?
It's exactly why, and you mentioned my interview with John Dickerson last week, but it's exactly why I brought up the Morning Consult poll from last Friday, where they said, you know what, the American people now show that they trust Donald Trump and his administration more than they trust the national political media. And it's pretty easy to see why, especially if you watch my interview with John Dickerson. I asked him flat out, according to a report, 89% of the coverage on Donald Trump and his administration since he became president has been negative. Mr. Dickerson, as a mainstream media person, someone that's involved in this, do you feel the mainstream media has been fair to Trump and his administration? And he danced around that thing like it was nobody's business.
No, he tried to, yeah. And you kept bringing him back to say, I'm just asking, do you think they're fair? Do you think they're fair? And he didn't want to touch it with a 10-foot pole, which I guess is his answer. But it was one of the most bizarre.
But I think, Scott, as it gets to the point, is that these people are so afraid to self-analyze, to admit that, hey, look, we completely missed this thing, that they would rather just ignore it, put their head in the sand like an ostrich and pretend like it didn't happen and continue to see their ratings and their trustability, if you will, crater.
Yeah, absolutely right. And same with Robert Reich, who's on the show to defend free speech, to say it's ridiculous what's happened at Berkeley and that it ought not happen, but then quickly say Trump is wrong to criticize the press. And all he does in criticizing the press is point out, you know, points to the back of the room and talks about fake news, right? And he points to the reporters. He's done it everywhere. But that's last time I checked, free speech. Right? I mean, you don't have to agree with his comment, but the idea that somehow he shouldn't do it or it's crossing a line is crazy.
And I got a couple anecdotes I want to share, if you don't mind. So one of the things that they said, obviously, is, hey, colleges should be the place for open conversation. One of the things I did love that Mr. Rice said was, hey, go out and talk to people that disagree with you. That's how you refine your arguments. That's how you learn more and grow with what it is that you want to do. And so we had an Inside the Mind of the Millennial show on Friday on Point of View, and all we could find were three guys to join us. We reached out to males. We called NDSU. And to give you a couple examples, we called up someone. I didn't do this. My producer did. Called up someone at the NDSU Spectrum. Person said, hey, this is Tyler, the producer at Point of View. We'd like to do an Inside the Millennial show and have you on. Person said, you're with who? Point of View? Click. They don't even want to have the conversation. They don't even want to sit down and actually sit there and disagree with people because it pulls them them out of their safe zones, and they might melt like snowflakes. That's what's so sad.
It is, absolutely. Watch this fine man on Point of View, 6:30 on KX4, Eastern North Dakota, Western Minnesota, 9:30 on West Dakota Fox in Western North Dakota. And tonight, a little roundtable on how the North Dakota legislative session fared. Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. God bless. That,
Chris will be back with us later in the week. Take a break? No, we got to say goodbye. Oh, gosh, we're out of time. God bless you, folks.
22-hour break.
Exactly.
Coming May 12th and 13th to Mesa's Pepsi Arena, music stars and classic cars at the Hop. Rock and Roll Festival is happening with Friday night performances by Chubby Checker, Johnny Tillotson,
Earth Angel,
Freddie Boom Boom Cannon. And Saturday performances by Brian Hyland. Joey D and the Starlighters. And Herman's Hermit starring Peter Noon. For ticket information, visit Minot.org, MinotaurosHockey.com online, or any marketplace location. For all other information, check out Music Stars and Classic Cars on Facebook. Every little boy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.